This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Here in Washington, D.C., residents call 911 at one of the highest rates in the country. Many of those calls aren't life-threatening. So now, officials are trying to divert some of those needing medical attention. Rather than putting people into ambulances to take them to a hospital, there's a new plan to put patients into ride shares that take them to clinics. From WAMU in Washington, LEU reports.
D.C. paramedic Andre Edwards is on a call at an apartment building in Washington.
11 o'clock on a Thursday morning. Somebody's getting stabbed in the middle of the day.
Two of his colleagues roll out a man on a gurney. He's conscious, but his torso is wrapped in bandages. Edwards says ambulances responded pretty quickly to this call, but that's because the day hasn't been too busy.
Resources can get tied up, and it's still early.
He says the system can get overwhelmed and ambulances get backed up at the city's emergency rooms. Getting calls from patients who are not in dire need doesn't help.
Ran a guy who stapled his finger on accident with a regular office stapler, but he wanted to go to the hospital and get a tetanus shot, things like that.
To save resources for true emergencies like the stabbing, D.C. started a program last year to send more patients to clinics in rideshare cars. Nurses take 911 calls and direct patients to the appropriate option. D.C. Fire and EMS medical director says his department needs to convince people that taking an ambulance to an ER isn't always the best option.
We still need community buy-in, if you will.
The department says 911 call takers and emergency responders are still getting the hang of transferring calls to nurses. And patients aren't always happy with nurses' decisions. 60-year-old Edward McMahon called 911 last year when his left knee was so swollen he couldn't move it. The nurse sent him a rideshare car.
It should have been an ambulance. It was very, very hard getting down the steps. It took a while.
McMahon was diagnosed with gout at a clinic. He's been going back ever since for primary care. He says he understands that ambulances should be reserved for emergencies, but...
At the time, you know, I didn't know. So for that to happen to me, I lost a lot of faith in a 911.
D.C. officials hope that Washington residents will have faith that sometimes a car to a clinic is the best option. In Washington, I'm LEU for Marketplace.